And it brings us to 18 minutes to six. A very good evening to you if you've just joined us. This is Classic Drive on Lyric. A pleasure now to introduce Luke Clancy and Culture File.
This time on Culture File, everything you've ever wanted to know about Coopers but were too busy getting your round in to ask. The old school Kelvin's Cooperage takes its name from the River Kelvin in Scotland, beside which the family firm was first set up. There they made barrels for Irish and Scottish whiskies until 1991, when founder Ed McLaughlin had the notion of moving lock, stock and you-know-what to Louisville, Kentucky. There the traditional craft of barrel-making is carried on by his coopering sons, Kevin and Paul. Caroline Hennessy met Paul McLaughlin to hear how his once endangered craft has experienced a new flowering.
My family owns Kelvin Cooperage, and we're a traditional full-service cooperage, and we're now based in Louisville, Kentucky. So we're supplying used barrels to whiskey distilleries all over the world, and then we're also making new barrels for wineries and craft distilleries all over the world.
And the thing is, it's a cooperage. It's like, this is a trade that was lost to memory in the old Dublin song, that like it was a trade that died out. And yet you said that it's been rejuvenated and the demand is very high.
That's right. I mean, as bourbon whiskey is booming, Irish and Scotch whiskey is booming, Canadian whiskey, all these whiskey markets are booming, and luckily they all require oak. So the demand for oak is higher than it's ever been. And, the beauty for us is that we latched on to this concept that bourbon has to go into a new barrel every time. By law, if you want to call it a bourbon, you have to use new charred American white oak, and Scotch and Irish whiskey don't have to use a new barrel every time, so they love this gently used American oak that we can supply from ex-bourbon barrels.
It can also go into the brewing industry from the distilling industry.
That's right. We can, a lot of craft brewers like these ex-bourbon barrels as well. And we're even finding a lot of brewers are using new oak barrels in various different sizes, various different heat treatments, toasted and or charred. And then they're also using used wine barrels as well. So the brewers are using a bit of everything.
And it looks like a bit of everything that all has to come through your factory initially.
That's the hope, yes.
And I say factory, but it's a very, very hands-on kind of job.
And we've taken old coopers through our cooperage, and they're amazed because nothing has changed. When you repair a barrel, there's only one way to do it, and that's using the same old hammer and driver that they used for hundreds of years. On the new barrel assembly, we can mechanize a bit, but you still really have to use the hand tools to get it just right.
So in the end of the day, it's just wood and the staves of wood, and then is it metal bands?
Metal hoops, yeah. So the angle of the stave is fundamental to the structural integrity of the barrel. Every stave, the joint on that stave, will point towards dead center of the barrel, and without, it's like every stave is like the keystone in a keystone arch. Without any one stave, the barrel collapses. Yeah, and there's no glue or anything to hold it together. It's the angle of the stave and the hoops that hold it together.
And what do you do with old wine, whiskey, or bourbon barrels at the end of their lives?
Well, at the very end, we can either rejuvenate them and give them a bit more, so we can shave and refire them. But failing that, we can cut them in half and they make a lovely planter.
Yeah. It had to be done. Gilad Atzmon and chums there deconstructing the barrel maker's anthem. And you heard Paul McLaughlin of Kelvin's Cooperage too. And next time on Culture File, we'll be spending a little time exploring the Dead Museum, the Museum of Natural History Dublin, in the company of one of Ireland's most intriguing and uncategorisable songwriters, the very much alive late David Turpin.
Covering all the bases there, Luke Clancy and Culture File. And if you'd like to listen back to that or previous files, you know just where to go. Check out our webpage, rte.ie/lyricfm/classic, for several Culture Files which are on playback, and of course lots more information on the show.